Episode 2509, The Main Comfort.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you are celebrating today with gratitude. It is Thanksgiving week, and it is Mindset Monday. It is time to get focused on where you want to head in your everyday. It's all about the main comfort. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Henry David Thoreau says this, "The fire is the main comfort of the camp, whether in summer or winter, and is about as ample at one season as at another. It is as well for cheerfulness as for warmth and dryness." You know, challenges and controversies arise every day, but it's how you choose to show up that will determine the way in which the situation will resolve itself. Look at the fire. The fire is a disruptor, yet it brings comfort in all seasons. Well, it doesn't make sense, but at the same time, it does. But what if you were the disruptor? What if you were the fire? What if you could seize the opportunity to do something different? How would that change your everyday dimension? Hopefully, it would send you into the stratosphere of opportunity. You would see more of the possibilities and not the problems. Become the main comfort and fan the flames. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Fan the flames. When you focus solely on what is going wrong, not right, you hold yourself to the fire, which sets off the alarms. But most of us tend to run towards the alarms to put the fire out. Don't be a firefighter in your life. Fan the flames. The flames you want to fan are the ones that ignite your heart and stimulate your mind. Are you doing that today? This week is all about gratitude. It's our week of Thanksgiving. The family now is in town. We have more coming into town. Our house is bustling at the seams. I love it. The more the merrier. We're going to have more animals, more people. It's going to be awesome. And yes, we'll have ham and turkey too. But what matters is that we're together. And guess what? It's probably going to get a little hot. You see, we already had our first fire this season. In the fireplace, that is. And it was gorgeous. But I noticed that my daughter, as she gathered wood, she brought some inside, but then she left some out underneath our little awning area. And it shouldn't get wet there, but we had a little bit of a rain come in. And guess what? Some of the wood got a little bit damp. And when I say a little bit, I'm talking like sprinkles. I brought that wood in later for us to use. And do you know how long it took for it to really light? Yet it was just a very light dusting, so to speak, of water. We don't understand until we're in the middle of it, but yet we can't see it, how much a fire can be put out and how quick it goes away. We live in a world that everybody else is begging for your attention. There are distractions everywhere. There's opposition as to what you want to do in your everyday. But you have got to stand up and fan the flames that you want. The flames that ignite your heart and stimulate the mind. It's the ones that draw out the best in you, all the while challenging you to a duel, opportunities versus oppositions. You are created for more, and that more does not mean hanging out with what is doing you wrong. You've got to let go of what isn't working. You have to release yourself from the bondage of perfection. You have to be willing to walk by faith and see the possibilities. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You're learning, you're growing through the challenges, and that all makes you stronger and refines the rough edges. So when you fan the flames, you got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. So number one, what does it look like? A for act. It's that action. What do you need to act upon? What needs your attention? Combine words with actions. Most of us are living with just words. We're all talk. Man, we get hyped up. I know I've done it a few times in my life, just a few. Not the case. I've done it a lot of times. And I look back and I kick myself going, why didn't you just jump? Fan the flames, act. Combine the words with actions. Number two, ignite, right? Action ignites motivation. Keep the flame alive. Don't be those little sprinkles of water that coats the wood and drowns out the fire so quickly. What is your purpose of the day? What's that spark? What is your purpose in the moment? You got to ignite it. Keep it alive. And finally, number three, motivate. Action ignites motivation. The more you take aim, the greater the heart and mind motivation. They want to get kicked in. It's like, yeah, I got this. You want to connect the mind and the heart. It keeps you going. And when you're exhausted, just doing life, guess what? It's that little spark. And you know how to fan the flame. So it gives you what ultimately? Hope. Don't be afraid to walk through the fire, because it's in the fire where opportunities are discovered. That's where the refinement happens. So fan the flames. It's all about the main comfort. You are the salt of the earth. This is the day to shine your light bright in the dark corners of your everyday. And those dark corners don't have to be like, you know, you're caught up in depression or you're dealing with a health issue. Yes, those are dark corners. But they're more than just dark corners, aren't they? But you see, we get stuck in just a bill coming to us. And all of a sudden we get this note that says, you missed this. And now you're like freaking out about it. Or maybe you got a phone call from your child's teacher. Or maybe something's not going right at work. There's just something off. You're not really sure. But all of a sudden, your everyday becomes about worry. And you're caught up in, oh my gosh, what if? But if you are always living in the what ifs, how can you live in the present? How can you be? Because unfortunately, that's what's sucking all of our energy. It's sucking the life out of you. You've got to change your mindset. You can't let the little things get under your skin. You may be still needing a turkey for Thanksgiving. Guess what? You may have to stand in line for it for a long time, longer than what you had planned. But don't be like this mom and daughter I saw last week who went and grabbed four items. And there was a long line. They had like 8-9 lines open. But they all had like 5 or 6 or 7 people in them. And then there were the self-checkout lines. And there was like 12 people in line waiting, even though they had like 8 or 10 stalls going on, right? Do you know what they did? And understand, I'm just observing. I didn't say anything. I'm just observing this. But I'm telling you this because it's the mindset. They had like 4 items. Obviously, they were important enough for them to stop by the store and pick them up. But yet they saw the lines and they said, yep, nope, this is too much for me. I'm out of here. So the daughter drops the bag of cups, just drops them and acts like she wasn't carrying them and left them on the ground underneath the women's sweatshirts. She just kind of tucked them under. The mom, she put her laundry detergent and something else of pills. I don't know what they were, but they came from the pharmacy area. And then she had something else little. I couldn't tell what that was. And she set it on the end of the bakery area where there were fresh cakes and cookies and brownies. And then there was a shirt. And that was just draped over some of the edible items. And out the door they walked. Now, I know you're thinking, how does this have anything to do with how I lead my life? Because it's a mindset. It's how you see things. They looked at the line and they thought, well, heck, I'm not going to stand in line for 15 minutes. We really don't need this. Yet when they came, they really needed that. So how does that make sense? Don't cut yourself short in life just because you might be walking through the fire. because the fire may be exactly where you're supposed to be. Sometimes you have to get a little hot in order to push forward. It's the main comfort. And maybe God's stretching you a little bit. But you know what? I guarantee you God's standing in that fire with you. Now, it'd be nice to think that if it's just laundry detergent and a shirt or whatever and some cups that were tucked under, if that's all of our problems, it'd be easy. But when you take that and you apply it to your day, you know, those cups being kicked under, yeah, maybe your kids are getting under your skin. You're like, seriously, I don't have time for this. Maybe it's your dogs or your cats. I know for me, man, ours are getting older and I love them to death. They are the sweetest things ever. But when they age and you have senior animals, it is tough. And we have senior cats right now and a senior dog, and our dog's doing great, but our senior cats, we've got one that's not so much. And she's up there in age. I mean, I say she's up there, she's 15 years old, 16. Like, she's old. She's an old cat. Old gospel cat, we call her. But the thing is this, we still have to care for her. But that doesn't mean she doesn't get under my skin sometimes, because she makes a mess and I have to clean it up. Not one time a week, but like three times a day. But when I think about it, really, I can complain about it. But do I love her any less? No. But sometimes things just get under our skin, right? But the problem is we rest there. And that's where we stop. We stop in the middle of the opposition instead of saying, what do I have as an opportunity here? What do you see? What can you aim for? What is it in your life right now that you need to be going after? Maybe today, in the moment, you need to be grateful for the fire that you're in. You need to see that God is preparing you a place. You don't understand it, but it's not for you to understand it. It's for you to go through it. It's the main comfort. This is the day to shine your light bright. Be the salt of the earth in the dark corners of your everyday. Be the main comfort. Fan the flames. Go out, create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.